This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Good morning. Welcome into Sports Saturday right here on 105.1 The Fan, 1080 The Fan, the Odyssey app, YouTube, and Twitch. For the kids, I'm Joe Fisher the third. Across the foam marble table, Rashad Taylor.
What up, though?
Across the glass in the nick of time, Jordan Schultz. He's throwing his headphones on.
What's going on? Happy
living life on the edge.
Happy Saturday. Yeah, go Mariners. This is cutting it close.
It's a Saturday, Sunday morning show tradition that, you know, today I rolled in maybe around 8:45, which is
not early.
No, late for me. I'm usually here.
Yeah, well, no.
I try to get here a half hour before, at least.
Try. I don't think any of us actually do.
Well, especially the last couple weeks when we've had our show at 6 a.m.
Yeah, there's no coming in early at 6.
Yeah, I made sure to get every minute of sleep today. I've been going to sleep early lately. It's quite nice.
It really does. Like, to be able to really conk out around 10 o'clock, 11, something like that.
Thursday night, I think it was maybe 9, before 9.
Feels good.
It was the Isaac Ropp lifestyle.
Yeah, wake up. I mean, you probably got up around, 6:30, 7, a little bit earlier than that?
No.
What time did you get up?
Probably around, 7:15, 7:30, okay. Something like that.
That's, still pretty early.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. But no, sleep's awesome, man.
It's one of my favorite things.
I don't know if you've heard of this thing called sleeping or naps, but tell you what, it'll change your life.
Spending a third of your life doing it. So.
Yeah. No, yeah, I wish I could spend half of it.
Napping is one of those things. Like, I've learned that I can only really take power naps or naps that last for about an hour and 15 minutes. Nothing usually longer than that. Any longer than that, then my day is probably over.
Yeah. My girlfriend, she just got back from Europe on Wednesday. And she's, as what happens when you take a long flight, you get sick.
Mm-hmm.
So now she's going through it. I called and talked to her yesterday around 12:45. And then I was in the office late last night, grinding, working hard.
Right.
And I ended up leaving around 8. And I'm calling her and she's not picking up. And then I get there and she had finally woken up. She took a 7-hour nap yesterday.
Oh, she went to sleep. She didn't take a nap. She went to bed.
And then she still went to bed 2 hours later.
Can't do it.
And I was like, you know what? I was like, I guess I understand because your circadian rhythm. Is that the right word? Circadian?
Sure.
Cicadia?
Sure.
That's a bug. I know that. Circadian rhythm. It's all out of whack right now. You're used to, when she was over, she was in Spain and Portugal. When she was over there, she was calling me in the morning when I was going to bed. Mm-hmm. She was up eating scrambled eggs and fruit bowls and stuff, and I was laying in bed ready to go to bed. And so her time clock is all messed up.
That's usually how it goes. You really, when you go overseas, you forget that you're basically in an entirely different world than people in the States. I remember when I was 18 and we were in Europe, and so I'm calling, it's 8 o'clock or whatever in the afternoon or in the evening, and I'll call home, and not knowing that it's like 8 hours ahead there, so it's like 5 in the morning. It's super early, or 4 in the morning, whatever the case is. Whenever I'm calling, yeah.
She called me Monday when it was Monday morning for me, so I'm like, you know, it's a Monday morning. Like, no one's ever usually in a good mood, and
right.
You know, I was already not happy for whatever God knows reason. Maybe it was Tuesday morning. I don't know. But then she's out living her best life. It's like 8 o'clock, and oh, we're about to go to this rooftop bar in Lisbon and do this and that. And I'm like, sweet, about to start my 45-minute commute cool. to get into work.
Cool. Mariners are playing now, yeah, so that's good, right? You try to find some silver lining.
Yeah.
Don't call me from your amazing trip, or don't tell me all the amazing things you do, especially if I'm just doing the same bum-ass things that I have to do, like, on a daily basis, yeah. And you're telling me about this amazing experience you're having in Florence or Prague or wherever you're at. No, thank you.
Yeah, tell me about all the cool tiles that you see in ceramics.
Oh, my gosh, like, sending me pictures of stuff. I'm like, man, don't send me this right now. Send me something mundane.
Well, she asked me before she left. She's like, what do you want me to get you while I'm there? And I'm like, oh, I don't care. You don't got to get me anything, you know? I was trying to think of, like, different, like, Portuguese food items. Apparently canned fish is a big thing over there. Like
sardines?
Yeah, but, like, even fancier, like, sardines. Like, I don't know. Like
mackerel?
kippers or whatever.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Apparently, tinned fish is a big deal, which actually is a lot better than I thought. I was not a big tinned fish fan, canned fish, and then I had some recently. And I'm like, okay.
So you're not a sardine guy?
No.
Really, no. Jordan?
I don't like sardines. No.
Not right out of the can. It's got to be like in a very. Put it in between like a fold of something for like a cracker at like a party. Like I'll eat
so
it.
So as long
you know,
as it's not
like
out of the can, but if somebody prepares it for you, that's out of the can.
If it's an
on a cracker.
If it's an hors d'oeuvre, then probably I'll try one. But
that's one of those things, man. It's high in protein, so I will knock down a thing of sardines, some hot sauce, and some crackers, usually saltines or whatever. Yeah. Easy.
Yeah, my dad. He would. I mean, I think they're called kippers, right? I think that's one of them.
Sure. I've never heard of that, but that sounds yummy.
It's basically it's herring, but
okay.
But yeah, he would sometimes just wolf that down out of the can, like. But he's he's a blue collar worker.
Hey, man,
he's a hard working man.
Listen, older cats, man, have no problem with like
doing
Vienna
that
sausage and stuff like that. Like that's something out of a can that I will absolutely never touch.
Well, and
if
then
you've ever had a Vienna sausage.
It's the
you like them
as a kid, yes.
Oh,
but no,
gosh.
once I got like the palate of like a 12-year-old, I'm like, what is this? But like as an 8-year-old, I'm like, oh, these are all right.
Like hot dogs are already super sus, right? Glizzies or whatever we want to call them.
Dude, I'm a glizzy gobbler, right?
Yeah, that tracks. That tracks,
damn right,
you know. So no, but they're already kind of suspect depending on the type of hot dog. There are some really, really good ones, obviously. Nathan's obviously has a good hot dog.
Hebrew National,
yes. Right? There are some out there that
Costco.
Exist. Costco is a really underrated hot dog. Shout out to Kirkland because they usually come through for a lot of stuff. But Bar S, yuck. If you've ever had those, a lot of like Oscar Mayer, depending on which one you get, man. Gross, but Vienna sausages are the one of the banes of my existence, man. That is disgusting.
Call from our sponsor, Oscar Mayer on line one.
Yeah.
No,
I don't know.
Saying,
yeah, can we get
you make a hell of a bologna.
Sponsor? Yeah, of Oscar Mayer, just deck this bitch out in Oscar Mayer logos.
I wish there were an Oscar Mayer.
If
would you sing that every Saturday if that were our sponsor?
100%.
Welcome to Sports Saturday.
I'd wear the hat. I'd do everything. Yeah, we're gonna bring the Wienermobile out to all the schools and stuff, man. 100%.
But tinned fish actually not bad. Pretty solid. I will give tinned fish a tip of the cap, and apparently that's a big deal in Portugal. And then another thing, she was like, oh, well, I can bring it back a tile. And I was like, a tile? She's like, yeah, like a tile, like a ceramic tile. And I was like just.
Cool. Just one.
Just a tile. I was very confused because I was just like, and then I was like, wait. I was like, Portugal is known for tiles? And she said yes, apparently. And she was showing me pictures when she got back that like hand painted tiles and hand, like they're everywhere. They're on buildings. They're like. Architecture has a bunch of them, like tiles and tin fish are like the two most biggest important like souvenir items in Portugal, which I felt like was a very lame.
Yeah,
I'm
gonna be honest, man. Like,
I was like,
and
Portugal
mind you,
was
sure
awesome. I thought like you're tin fish and tiles.
I'm
that's
sure
it?
There's a lot of like cultural significance behind the tiles, which I would like to know more about because again, just hearing it off top is kind of like, huh, that's a, I mean, Portugal seems like an awesome place, but like, that's
tiles.
Okay. Tiles, tin fish. Okay. I get everybody has their delicacy, right? So that's not super, super surprising, but yeah, I'd like to know why the tiles.
I'm on a website right now, islandcreekoysters.com, looking at some different tin fish.
Oh, you know what?
Tuna belly and Galician butter. I mean, come on. That's
I mean, it sounds awesome. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Underrated tinned fish is smoked oysters. Actually, that is one you could just put that like with a little piece of cheese, just eat that right out of the
I'm a big oyster guy in the first place.
Love oysters.
So, yes.
How about
I'm on board.
How about octopus and oil, garlic, and chili?
Anything with octopus is too rubbery. No thanks.
Oil, garlic, and chili sounds like a great flavor. So, I think I might be in for the octopus.
A big thing that is... apparently, this is big in Hawaii, is sardines and tomato sauce. That's apparently a Hawaiian delicacy, that they like their sardines and tomato sauce.
What, I feel like I remember seeing that's, something
okay,
like that.
Well,
okay,
well, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Like, I go to ABC. I think you could buy that at ABC, like all the little, what are the convenience stores or whatever? Mm-hmm. The
go to an
stores.
H Mart.
Yes, exactly. And then you see that everywhere.
Some ragu and some sardines, and why not? There you go.
Some yellowfin ventresca tuna belly. I mean, that's not tuna. Anything
belly?
Insert meat belly, pork belly, tuna belly. I mean, just sign me up. I don't have to be convinced.
I heard one of those said belly and butter. Yes.
Yeah.
Sold. Exactly.
See, again, I think I got you on tinned fish. I was very hesitant. And then her and her girlfriends, they like to have like a family dinner like once every month, every 2 months, where it's a different theme. And a couple months ago, they were just definitely feeling lazy. So they're like, let's do a tin fish night, where they just had a bunch of different types of tin fish and crackers and kind of like a charcuterie board and stuff. And so I dabbled in a few different tin fish. And I'm like, you know what? All right. I'll give it to you.
Some of them are legit. Some of them are disgusting. But some of them are, okay, I could eat this.
It's a good dinner, too. Grazing like that, just for over a charcuterie board. Yeah, that's a good way to do it sometimes.
So, yeah, there's your geographic lesson about Portugal, that they're known for their tin fish and tiles.
You're welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, and apparently cork, too.
Oh, yeah, like 70% of their exports, or I read that the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
She's
very,
like...
Very, very, very weird thing to be famous for.
She came back and she's like, oh, trust me, I know a lot more about cork than I ever did. I was like, yeah you do.
Well, that would lead me to believe that they also have good wine in Portugal, too.
Probably a lot of cork.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
You're right on the coast there. I'm sure you're getting good old coast winds. I know nothing about how to make wine, but I'm sure that has something to do with it.
I know there's grapes and feet, and they smush them together, and there you go. Then we drink it.
Even clean feet, no thanks.
Yeah.
One thing I like to do, so Portugal, specifically on the McDonald's menu, there's a special item on the McDonald's menu in every country, like local to that country.
Does Portugal have some tinned fish on the menu?
I don't see any tinned fish. I see
a tinned fish filet?
No, it's more pork-based. It's called the McBifana, which is a pork sandwich, or the CBO, chicken bacon onion burger, or a traditional soup. Like caldo verde. So there you go.
The chicken bacon onion. That does sound very like a European McDonald's.
What kind of onion?
That's a good question. I don't have that answer.
Probably just those giant bastard slivered onions that they throw in the quarter pounder with cheese.
Yeah, probably.
I hate those.
Yeah. Probably.
I hate those, but
they're
so
crispy onions or maybe even some type of caramelized grill. That might be okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the other McDonald's around the world, they kind of got us beat. If you look at some of their menu items, like...
They have some special...
There's some places like, yo, that actually looks legit.
I'm going to push back on that. They have some absolute abominations over there,
I don't
too.
Know, man. They do. You're absolutely right. But there are some things that are like... I think it still exists places. There's like a pineapple or a Hawaiian burger, which is basically just a pineapple, and cheese.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that was made for Lent.
For Lent. So fun, but it's still on some menus like in certain places. So yeah, like gross. But there are some things that I would absolutely knock down, 100%.
All right, ready to get to going here?
Let's do this.
All right, you feeling cheesy?
I mean, after last week, it depends, but I am though.
You feeling cheesy?
I mean, the way that I hugged you last night, brother, after the Mariners did what they did, jumping up and down, I think that was the cheesiest hug I've ever given.
Well, guess what?
I woke up feeling the cheesiest, coach!
You're damn right I did.
Mm.
You're damn right I did. All right, let's get into some football here. Football, nothing else but football. Nothing else to talk about, just football all day. Only football.
You know, I did still title the show Football Saturday on the stream. So,
well, you know what? It is Sports Saturday because we're going to lead into this show with the great American game of baseball and how it never disappoints and gives us something that we have never, ever seen before, seemingly every year. We get into that next year, Sports Saturday on the Fan Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I don't know if this is a baseball specific thing, if it's just sports in general, but I don't know. It just, maybe it's because baseball is so damn old of a sport that the fact that things happen in it that I've never seen before still to this day, and it's just like, it amazes me. That there are things that we witness in baseball that it's just like, oh, yeah, that's never happened before. Or, oh, yeah, that's the first time ever. And I'm just like, really?
As long as it's being played, too. That's crazy.
Yeah, and again, I know football's been around for a while, basketball, and there's still things that happen in those sports where it's like, this is the first time ever that this player, this team's done this. But it just seems like with baseball, with how many games have been played, too, maybe that's what it is, too. It's a 162-game season with all these playoff games, and it's been played for 150 years, damn near, that when you have moments like last night, not just in the ALCS, but in the NLCS.
My God.
That it just like makes me sit back and just really just be in awe as a sports fan that I'm just like, damn, dude, this is like you're literally witnessing something you have never seen before. And I'm young. And so like my sample size is much smaller compared to guys that are 60, 70, 80 years old watching these games their whole lives and being able to witness these things. But the two examples are obviously in both ALCS and NLCS. Really the ALCS, because I was watching more of that than the Dodgers-Brewers game. There were like four different moments in the ALCS last night that I was like, I don't know if I've ever seen that happen. The first one was bases loaded for the Blue Jays. There's one out. And I forget who it was at the dish for the Blue Jays, but the dude hits a ball off the tip of his bat, and it goes straight down into the ground, and then rolls back.
I think that was Ernie Clement.
And then the ball rolls back onto home plate. Cal Raleigh grabs it, steps on home, force out at home, so the guy's out. Yeah. And then he throws it to first base, and it's a double play. So it's what, a 2-3 double play? And all he had to do, literally, the ball was just sitting there on Blake, grab it, touch, boom, throw it to first. And I'm like, that is the most ridiculous second play or a double play that I have ever seen. Not because it was like, oh my God, what a play, what an effort that he had to make. It was just the circumstance of the ball.
It literally fell into his hands. It rolled into his hands.
It had zero exit velocity and zero degree launch angle. It just went straight into the ground.
It was important really quickly, Rashad. It didn't just roll into Cal's hand. Cal jumped because if it touched home plate...
And rolls back.
It's a foul ball immediately as soon as it touches home plate. So he's got to make sure he's got it on the dirt. Well, that dude dove for that ball like it was a fumble in the NFL.
So yeah. I looked it up because it was on home plate. And home plate is fair. As soon as if it kept rolling back behind and went off the home plate. Because I was with you. I was like, wait a second. I was like, because the ball hits the dirt right in front of home plate and then it rolled backwards onto home. And I was like, isn't that a foul ball? But the home plate is still in play. But if the ball would have rolled backwards behind home plate. So Cal and pouncing on it like a tiger.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like he had his awareness.
His awareness to that point to not just assume it was foul or whatever. And he's like, oh, shoot.
So let me
pounce on that and then make a play. Like sometimes the sports gods are just with you. And that was one of those times for the Mariners the other night. It was like, man, that somebody was looking down on them, and that was a play that they needed because, again, it looked like that game was about to.
It was bases loaded
really fast.
I think there was no outs, and then they got an out, and then got that double play and could get out of the jam.
So, whenever you have the bases loaded and you get out of that jam like that, it's like, okay, somebody's looking out for somebody's praying for us right now.
So there was that play, and then it was, gosh, I don't know what inning it was when the Blue Jays took the 2-1 lead. It was a sixth inning. And Clement hits a single to right field. Alejandro Kirk is on second base. Alejandro Kirk is a short, pudgy, fat, slow catcher.
Not just slow, the slowest runner in Major League Baseball.
Well, and what cracks me up is Joe Davis, who's calling the game, and he hits the ball. Clement hits the single into right field. And Alejandro Kirk starts running second base. Joe Davis was even like, and here comes Kirk, the slowest baseball player in all the league. And I was like, wow, that was an unhurt.
That hurts.
Ouch.
Yeah, that was a
hilarious. His family is watching. Like, what are you doing?
That was a hilariously unnecessary shot at Alejandro Kirk. But sure enough, he rounds third base. And, you know, Dominic Canzone did not make the best throw in the world at all. And Alejandro Kirk is able to score standing up from second. The slowest, fattest player in the league. And then they say he was on second base 11 times this year, and he did not score once on a single at all this year. So that was the first time this year that Alejandro Kirk was on second base, a single was hit, and he was able to score from second. And I was just like, of course. Like, of course that happens in the playoffs, where a situation is presented that has not happened all year long, and Alejandro Kirk is able to score. And I was like, I swear to God, if that's how the Blue Jays end up winning this game is because of Alejandro Kirk scoring from second, I was like, I'm not even a Mariners fan. I'll be pissed if that's the case. But that was another example. But then the two best examples in the ALCS of things that it's like you've seen them before in a capacity of MLB teams doing this. You know, we've seen teams hit game-tying home runs. We've seen go-ahead home runs. But when you see a fan base experience it for the first time. And this is in, you know, I was saying this to Rob at night. I was just like, you know, I'm not a Mariners fan. Whatever happens to him, great. Whatever doesn't, great. But to see a fan base at home be able to witness that eighth inning and to witness the Cal Raleigh home run to tie it, which is just, you know, storybook, right? Of course, the home run leader, the potential MVP, hits the game-tying home run in the eighth inning when you absolutely have to have it. But then we get a few batters on, we get a few walks, we get a few people on base, we get the bases loaded for the Mariners, and then we get this.
Dominguez ready, the stretch, and again the 2-2 on the way to Gino. Here she comes, swinging a fly ball, deep to right field. Lucas going back to the 1-8 track, get out the right bread and mustard, Grandma, it is grand salami time! Eugenio Suarez with an opposite field, grand salami! Mariners now lead the Blue Jays 6-2, Gino's second home run of the ball game. Runs batted in for Eugenio Suarez. It's the Mariners 6. It's the Blue Jays 2. And the crowd is going crazy here at T-Mobile Park. Holy smokes, what a comeback here in the bottom of the 8th inning. 5 runs are in. The home run by Cal. The grand salami off the bat of Gino. 6-2, the Mariners lead. These guys never give up. They are the cardiac kids.
You talk about somebody who needed to see something good happen for himself. Gino Suarez, he was struggling for most of this.
6 for 40 in the series.
I don't know if those are numbers, but it was
in the playoffs.
It was pretty bad. It's been pretty bad. You talk about somebody who needed a game to help his team get to the next to potentially a spot in the World Series. That was the one that he needed. For his confidence, for his team's confidence and everything. That was, if you're going to play like that, if you're Suarez, that was the game you wanted to do it. Obviously, I think a lot of people would like him to do it tomorrow night, you know. However, if you can get it from
hell, do it again.
Do it again. Seriously, if you can get it, but that was that was a game. If you ever needed to play hero, that was the time. So, man, tip of the cap to Suarez because he played his ass off yesterday.
What was great about that moment, so I was here last night, again, burning the midnight oil, grinding. And I'm over in the sales pit area, and I've got the TV on in there, and I'm watching the game. And I see the grand slam happen. And so I'm like, all right, I'm going to go over to the studio to see Schultzy and Rob and, you know, just react with them like, oh, my God. They're like 15, 20 seconds behind me. So, and I did not know this. Rob was saying afterwards, he's like, oh, man, he should have filmed Schultzy's reaction. I had no idea that they were that far behind me. So as I walk into the studio, the grand slam has not happened yet. And so I walk in, and Jordan just looks over and is like, hey, what's up, man? And all I do is just nod towards the TV to be like, hey, watch this. And right as he looks, just home run, grand slam. And then you might be hearing from my lawyers for an unconsensual hug there, Schultzy. I was very uncomfortable there. But Schultzy then grabbed me, hugs me like I'm his firstborn child. And damn near collapses in the studio crying. Rop's over here just laughing. But again, just like, witnessing a fan base experience that moment, that is something that not only has Schultzy ever seen, I've ever seen, nobody has seen in baseball because the Mariners have never been in this position before.
No. So that I think your reactions are the right ones. Like for them to be in this position, like, is huge. Again, they were really good when I was in high school, right? But that was over 25 years ago at this point. And so to watch the Mariners be at this point just on the precipice of greatness and competing in the World Series against arguably the greatest baseball player that we have ever, you know, seen is, man, huge, bro. And so, like, I think Mariner fans, they deserve this. Like, they deserve this moment in the sun. Like, hopefully they don't get too high or too low because there is still work to be done. And we've seen, man, the Blue Jays been fighting their ass off in this series. Like, they're not just going to give it to the Mariners, and I think they've been trading blows so far, so it's been an awesome series to watch.
I do apologize, Joe, but at the same time, man, I needed to hug somebody. Holy crap, that was...
Hold me!
Basically, that was... I mean, I'm glad that you knew it was coming because that was a moment that I just... Yeah, you saw me lose it, my friend, and that is 20-plus years. I'm 36, so... I was 11. I just didn't understand the meaning the last time the Mariners won the ALCS. And this now, with them being the closest that they have ever been to a World Series, just, yeah, that moment was crazy for me, man. And credit to the whole team. You guys already laid it out perfectly. But just the moments, not only at the plate, like, pitching wise, holding the Blue Jays after the last two games of just getting their ass whooped.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bryce Miller coming out, I would say he looked great through four. Yeah, he gave up that runner, and that was a quick hook for Dan Wilson. But I do like that Wilson is being aggressive with his bullpen, because they do, when their bullpen is on, they have the arms to do that. They have the arms to beat these guys, and they weren't throwing it down the middle. That's the big difference from Game 5 to Games 3 and 4, is Castillo was just lobbing it middle, up. Relievers like Spire were coming in middle, up. You saw
batting practice, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you saw a totally different pitching staff last night. Gabe Spire came in. He was the one that got the win. Super important. Really quick, 9-pitch eighth inning. And then, thankfully, of course, that comeback in the eighth, which... it was kind of set up like storybook like that. Even Rob, Joe, I think you heard him say, with Gino at the plate, it feels like a grand slam is coming. And thank God he was right. Just so special. And I just, I don't want to get too high in my skis yet, because they got work to do.
You got one more game.
But yeah. Oh my God. Wow. Well, like, I've never felt this before, guys.
I've never felt like this before.
I thought I loved you, but I really love you.
So, and them being, it being bases loaded with zero outs, you just had a good feeling something was going to happen. They were going to knock a couple of these in.
Yeah, I thought they were going to Mariner. But.
Well, again, when you got bases loaded, no outs, like, you got to feel good. Like, if it was one out, you're just like, for the love of God, don't ground into a double play. But
yeah,
no outs, you felt like, again, there was going to be something good that might have happened, but... getting the grand slam, it's like, all right, now we're real good.
Yeah, grand slam is, I don't know. I'm trying to think of what the equivalence would be in football of a grand slam. Like,
I mean, it's tough to say. I mean, like,
there's like, I mean,
that's why they're so, I mean,
I guess like right at, I mean, in that situation, a grand slam in that spot, is it like, right, like after scoring a touchdown, you get a pick six on the first play. Like, after getting a game-tying touchdown,
yeah.
You get a pick six on the first play on defense with, like, 3 minutes left to go.
And it's like exactly. A pick six for, like, 80 yards or something like
yeah,
that.
It's something, you know, demoralizing. Yeah.
Like, on the an interception on the goal line type thing. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
We're going to take a quick break. I did want to confirm this because someone on the YouTube chat said this. And, yes, this is true. Only one other 2-3 double play in the playoffs has happened in MLB history, and that was Dan Wilson who pulled it off in the ALCS.
God. Dude, that seems
back in 2000.
That is why baseball is so weird and so special.
Dude,
what an unbelievable stat.
That's crazy.
That is bizarre. That is insane.
Baseball is awesome.
Yes. But while it was a great night for the Mariners, were they upstaged by possibly the best single game performance in MLB history? We get to that next year's Sports Saturday. But first, Schulze with a Sports Center update.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Well, it was a fun night in the ALCS. You know what? I'm going to say it. That was the single greatest single player, single game performance by a baseball player of all time. Shohei Ohtani last night. Well, as Rashad and I were saying during the commercial break, he could have had 4 home runs and 11 strikeouts.
Yeah, he's kind of a slacker. Yeah. Like, what are we doing?
3 home runs and 10 strikeouts? Bum.
Like your high standard.
Try harder. Try harder.
Yeah, I mean, come on. What are you doing, bud? I cannot think of, I mean, show me a Babe Ruth box score from 1920-something when he was playing against dentists and mailmen after he ate 8 hot dogs and drank 3 whiskeys.
I eat more. I hit better that way. I'm the Babe.
Yeah, see? I had 3 stogies before the game. Yeah.
The number of stogies equals home runs, see?
Yeah. Yeah, anyways. I mean, 3 home runs, 10 strikeouts in a elimination game. Well, elimination for the Brewers because the Dodgers, oh yeah, they ended up sweeping the Brewers 4-0. How about that?
Easy.
Which, quite frankly, I like the Brewers because of Pat Murphy, their manager. But the video the other day of the Karen saying that she wanted to call ice on a Dodgers fan.
Yeah, I was rooting for
the Dodgers. I was like, all right, I think
point.
The Dodgers.
I'm so sorry.
I can't believe this, but I think I might be rooting for the Dodgers after this one.
Guys, they threw stuff at Padres fans last year. I don't think you can ever root for the Dodgers. Now, I'm not trying to excuse Brewers Karen. She's a B.
It's always the haircut. The haircut
is
always
the same. I don't know why
that is. Too.
Like, you know what? Yeah. I'm feeling really rude and obnoxious. Give me that one, man.
Yeah. Right?
Give me that one. Cut all this around the side off. Just leave me some bangs.
I'm full of piss and vinegar right now. You know what? Give me the bob.
Yeah. Give me a little side bob type thing. I don't get what it is, man. And, you know, Shohei is, damn it, man. He's just, nobody's supposed to be this good at baseball. Do you remember a couple of years ago when it was all about, oh, look how good Mike Trout is. Like, nobody should ever be as good as Mike Trout. Man, look how great Bryce Harper is. And those guys are still very good, right?
It's literally, though, Shohei now and everybody else.
It's that's how it goes now. And I'm trying to
there
think of the last
Shohei
time.
There is a Shohei tier and then a tier one.
I'm trying to think of the last time it was this just this cut and dry. Like, there's this guy and then there is everyone else. Like, and I honestly can't think of that time. I mean, I can think of Michael Jordan. I guess you can put LeBron, you know what I mean, in that category and everything, but people will still say, well, Steph, and well, this guy and this guy, but Shohei is like, since he's come in, he's been must-see.
Well, and here's the thing, like, if you want to do the whole other sports comparison, it's hard to do with basketball because everybody has to play offense and defense, you know? I guess the comparison would be like a Jokic in a sense where it's like the dude can be a point guard and he can be a center, you know? But again, there's so many elements of basketball that like everybody can do everything in a sense.
Right.
In football, I mean, we're seeing Travis Hunter try and pull it off and being a wide receiver in a corner. Now, granted, I just dropped him for my fantasy team because he's doing squidouche in
for both on both sides. So,
but you know, so, and it's just such a physical game that trying to play that many snaps and do both sides of the ball, it's damn near impossible. Yeah. I feel like the only guy we've seen was the dude for the Patriots, Troy Brown. What was that guy's name for the Patriots that was playing both sides of the ball for a while?
Ooh,
oh my God, it's killing me. I'm gonna find
Troy Brown.
Maybe text line can pull this up. By the way, text line 503-864-6326 if you want to interact with us on the show.
Check in, say hi.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's just baseball. This is so unique because, I mean, usually early in a player's life, it's just like, yeah, you're a pitcher. Yeah, you're playing the field. Yeah, like you get your.
I think it was Troy Brown, by the way, guys.
Yeah, he played a lot on both sides of the ball. Like it was like he started a lot of games at wide receiver, played a lot of snaps on defense.
Yeah, but he was never great at wide receiver. He was never really great. He was good. Like he was good at both things. Like Shohei, the only person I can truly. People that I can truly come up with by your rationale are Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant. Like, they're great offensively. Defensively, they are just as great. Like, I mean, and when you think about Shohei, somebody who's that big, who has that great a bat, and his pitching is out of this world, like, he is a created player. Whenever we get MLB The Show,
he really is.
Seriously,
yeah.
Whenever we get MLB The Show, I create a pitcher that usually bats and stuff like that, and he's the best pitcher, and he becomes one of the best batters. And then, you know what I mean? That's kind of the way. That's what Shohei is. He's 6'5".
Well, what's funny about MLB The Show is you can now do a dual player where he does also pitch in it, but you can't do them on the same day. Like you can, if your guy is starting pitching, you can't bet.
Yeah.
So Shohei Ohtani is literally doing things you can't even do on a video game.
Yeah. They haven't updated that yet.
But
hey, can I quickly chime in? I love this conversation, but I don't personally include NBA players in this conversation because to me, a true two-way player means you are doing it in two different spots, and just by the definition of being on the NBA floor, like you're there, and
you got to do both in a sense.
Yeah, you don't have to.
You don't have to check in to do something else. Because we got the guys in the league that don't do it at all. But you know, like I said, they're ones that are absolutely special at both sides. They're only there are only a few of those guys. There's a handful of them, but they're not full of the league.
I agree with you, but I don't think they're in the same conversation as any NFL two-way player or college two-way player. I'm not saying they have the same athleticism or skill level. You all know what I mean. Or a Shohei Ohtani or a Babe Ruth. There's just, it's a different conversation. And I think that's a level above. We're talking like 1A MLB NFL two-way players and then 1B, like a true NBA star, five tool, whatever the hell you want to call him.
And one being the hardest sport that you can possibly play in baseball. So, I mean, you're right. There is a huge difference. I'm just saying if there is a player that's that good offensively, that good defensively, like I don't think we've seen him unless his name is like Michael Jordan. Like there's the list is really, really short.
Just to add some more context about what Mr. Ohtani did last night in MLB postseason history, only 12 hitters have ever had a 3-home run game in a postseason game. Only 26 pitchers have ever recorded 10 plus strikeouts, 2 or less hits and no runs in a postseason start. And he did both in a single game.
Became the first pitcher to hit leadoff in a postseason game. Like, get out of here, man. Like, the things that he did are absolutely insane. Like, seriously, if you just want to talk about the pitching, that would be something that we talked about for the next few years, just based on how well he pitched in that game, right? And if you just wanted to talk about his ability to hit, we could just talk about the 3 home runs in the game. So each of those feats are two totally different, I guess, conversations we can have about Shohei and show his greatness. But the fact that he did both of them same night for a win against that team that just turns out to be like a team that a lot of America doesn't really like right now. And the it was just, hey, man, like you couldn't have written that any better for that guy. So I'm excited to see what this Dodgers team does in the postseason, as long as it's, you know, losing to the Mariners.
That would be fantastic.
That would be ideal. You know, that would be great. And so, shout out to Shohei because he showed us something that we'll probably never see again. There's a good chance that we might not ever see that again.
All right, let's take a quick break. But we about to get Cajun in Corvallis? We about to get Creel in Corvallis?
He means, are they going to get cooked? Probably.
Is it Ed Orgeron or Ed Oregon? Sometimes there's a story that you don't know what the sources are, how legitimate they even are. where it came from, who's saying what,
who started it, like where did, you know?
Yeah, but I don't care. I don't care how the rumor started. I don't care how the news story came out, who talked to who and who told what. But to do my best journalistic integrity here is that on3.com reported, I think this was Pete Nakos, that a source told On3 this weekend that former LSU coach Ed Orgeron, yes, this Ed Orgeron.
And I'm glad you didn't have that rap for Salafusha, wouldn't have got past number one.
Sure.
Is interested in the job, having had the job being Oregon State, having had some communication with individuals around Oregon State. Orgeron has publicly said he wants to get back into coaching and he's open to moving to the West Coast. Yes, yes, 1,000 times yes.
Orgeron State? I like
Orgeron
it.
Orgeron State.
Let's go.
I like it. I like it. Listen, we talked about Oregon State, and I mean, I want Oregon State fans to know it's all out of love. Like, there's no ill will, at least for me. I mean, you got two Duck fans over here, but for me, I support everybody from Oregon. Go Vikes, right? Go Pilots.
Blow the horn, baby.
Everybody, you know? And so I think this is exactly what Oregon State needs. They need a shot of adrenaline straight to the heart. Wake up this fan base. Wake up Corvallis.
Uma Thurman,
wake up college
Pulp
football.
Fiction status.
Absolutely
here.
What it is. Draw the little dot on the chest. Go hard enough. Stab three times. You know, just so. I think this is exactly what Oregon State needs. Like, Trent Bray, while an Oregon State alum and, you know, understands the quote-unquote culture there, I think you need to build a new culture. What's happened for
a Creole culture.
Whatever it is, it needs to be something different. And I think when you have a guy like Ed Orgeron, who has won a national championship, you know, who has coached guys into the NFL, you know, regardless of what you want to say, his years in USC weren't great. Obviously, his years at Ole Miss were even worse than that. But I think those are – that's in the – what is that? The SEC, if you're Ole Miss, that's in the Pac-12 at that point, which was still very, very good. If you're USC, now you have an opportunity to kind of build a program in your image. What do you want Oregon State to look like if you're Ed Orgeron, if you decide to take on that gig? If Oregon State is lucky enough to get him, man, pay him whatever he wants. Give it to him. Like, I know he already got that big bag initially from his buyout. But, yeah, Ed Orgeron will be – exactly the type of life that I think Oregon State needs.
Right? I'm trying to think of a funnier head coach. Like and he's not like me slap funny. It's just him being a Southern boy that you can't. Again, listen to this. What the hell is he saying here?
And I'm glad you didn't have that rap for Salafusha. Wouldn't have ever got past number one.
It's like Mike Leach on steroids.
Farmer friend from, exactly.
I love that clip just because
of BJ.
The crowd laughing afterwards as if they understood everything he said.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the cool part. If they were down south, they understood exactly what that man said.
Probably. That's probably true.
The only people that understand people from down south are other people down
south.
Look at
all my shrimp.
Oh, okay, yeah. So more shrimp with, cocktail. Got you, you know? And they don't understand exactly what that means.
So this is Oregon State's last chance, right? Oregon State is on the rails. This is their last chance to be a relevant program after firing Trent Bray,
they just disband the program.
They get relegated to NAIA or something? Yeah.
I know they get relegated to the back of people's minds or the bottom of their shoes, and nobody shows up to games anymore. That's, you guys.
Well, that's starting to happen right now.
I'm looking at, you're absolutely right, Jordan. Look at my UNLV Rebels, and while there's not a whole lot of like national fanfare for them, that fan base has bought all the way in to what UNLV is selling right now. And I think that's what Oregon State needs, is for them to really buy in to the idea of something else. I think you're right. They're on their way to obscurity. If they're not already there, this is the worst start Oregon State has ever had, ever. So if they're not already in the back of people's minds, the last thing you want to do is move deeper into people's minds.
Well, and unfortunately, however we got here, this is where Oregon State is. And I think that it's worth mentioning, guys, that this program is lucky. Headed up by the likes of Scott Barnes and a president and a board that does not know anything or care about football, that they have interest from guys like Ed Orgeron. We heard earlier this week possibly linking former Washington State head coach Nick Rolovich to the job. A guy like that, you know, outside of Orgeron, he would be a good piece. Somebody that's familiar with the recruiting pipelines here that knows how to build a program. They've said, oh, maybe we can give Bronco Mendenhall a call, at least connected to...
Bronco Mendenhall. Hey, that's a name I haven't thought about
It was a name tossed around when Trent Bray was hired. Mendenhall was eventually hired by Utah State. The point is, guys, this is Oregon State's last chance to get it right. Otherwise, they will fall into the depths of irrelevancy regarding Pacific Northwest sports. I'm not trying to knock anybody. That's just the way that it is. They need to nail this, and if Scott Barnes isn't, like you guys said, going to go out and pay Ed Orgeron or Nick Rolovich or a big-name candidate, because to me it is a little shocking that people want this job, but big-name coaches still want this job. Do whatever you have to do. Get them here. This is your last chance, Oregon State, and I think you can still survive. And what a way it would be with the face of your program as somebody that's just so laughable, or somebody that's coming back as a redemption story like Rolovich from the whole COVID Washington State thing. Like, there's so many ways that this can go good for Oregon State, guys. And I really do want it to. I hope if it's not Scott Barnes, they get an AD and that actually does it. But somebody needs to sack up and actually use their brain and make the right decision here. And I hope they get a guy like Orgeron in.
They need to go ahead and start doing a better job of recruiting those JC guys that are, you know, the guys that were the Chad Johnsons and the TJ Houshmandzadas that didn't go to big name colleges. They went to junior colleges and stuff like that. They need to start, honestly, sounds bad. They're going to have to go get some of those troubled kids that aren't, you know, that maybe their grades aren't quite there. Might have had a couple kids or something like that when they were in high school. But they're cold, and they need to really find a way to get back on the board and play. There are these students out there that don't want to settle for a JC or something like that and are good enough to play at an Oregon State, but there are some things kind of preventing them to do that. They need to find a way to get them there because, number one, you're not getting the best recruits. That's what we know off top. You're not getting those guys.
What's Gary Anderson up to?
Call the Gare Bear?
Yeah.
Why not?
I'd rather Jonathan Smith retread at that point because it looks like he's gone from Michigan State.
Yeah, there's no juice in that program. Ooh, how about this? Jerry Neuheisel, huh? The UCLA Wunderboy.
What's Sean Mannion doing these days?
No, see, I don't want an Oregon State. We don't need a legacy hire. We need somebody. Sean Mannion, I think, is a coach for the Packers right now. But
you wouldn't take an NFL NFL coach?
Can he lead a program? Can he be the CEO that this place needs?
Is Sean Mannion coaching in the NFL?
Yeah, for the Packers. He's like an analyst or like a quarterbacks coach for the Packers. But guys, I heard reports that Trent Bray couldn't even organize practices. Like, this is a...
Sources tell Jordan Schultz.
I think sources told you guys too. You can go and find either on Twitter message boards or whatever. Like lot of people said.
Just imagine Trent Bray just walking out to the practice and just being like, "Oh, I guess I didn't really think about this today."
Right?
Oh. He's supposed to be here.
Oh, I don't know.
What day is it?
Just run laps. Pulls the Henry Winkler coaching style from Waterboy.
Okay, just tell the special teams to take some laps, pretty much, yeah.
And then
Ed Orgeron, you know, kind of encouraged them to do so. So I think that's – Oregon State just needs a facelift. We know that at this point.
Yeah,
don't
do Rolovich. Like, you want to –
Why not?
Because that does not – like, as a non-Oregon State fan, that does nothing for me as far as caring about the program anymore.
It doesn't make me talk about you. You're talking – when you say things like –
Do something out of the box. Do something
irrelevancy.
Yeah, like, life like Rolovich. Yeah.
That guy is hungry to coach again, though.
There's a lot of guys that are hungry to coach again.
Yeah, but he has experience and
John Gruden.
He's a proven program builder. Actually, Gruden, dude. Yeah. What was he making? $10 million a year for the Raiders? If he equal that salary, let's go.
Yeah, well, God bless Ed Orgeron, and hopefully he becomes the next Oregon State head coach.
I'm getting a shirt, Orgeron State. I'm getting one.
Can you play that one more time, please?
Oh, yes.
And I'm glad you didn't have that Ralph or Sala Fusha would never got past number one.
He's D-slapper. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Ed.
I still don't understand what he said, but it's all
he
good.
He said, like, FUBU or FUSU?
Sala Fusha?
Okay.
Is that a town somewhere in Louisiana? I think it was something about a raffle. A raffle in Salafusha, we wouldn't have gotten first pick. Something like that. Let's do it one last time and see if we can try.
I'm glad you didn't have that rap for Salafushi. Wouldn't ever got past number one.
If we didn't have that raffle down in Salafushi, we would have never got past number one.
I think that's
about as close I think we're going to get there.
I think you nailed it.
Hey, you speak Southern.
Yeah.
Congratulations,
very good.
Joe.
Creole Joe.
I like it.
All right, let's start hour number two. We are the home of the Oregon Ducks, so let's talk some Ducks reluctantly because they lost their first game last week. But hey, a new opportunity presents itself against Rutgers in the birthplace of college football. We do that next. Hour number two, Sports Saturday. Stick with us, will you, on the Fan Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.